This is the Best Of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Paul the Apostle gave up everything to follow Christ. He gave up his family and friendships he had. He gave up political, he gave up freedoms. He in all of this in order to know Christ and to know the power of a resurrected life. Now, we too have access this morning to this knowledge and to this power. But the reality is we're going to have to make some sacrifices to enjoy it fully. No, not to earn it, but to live it. Not to get it from Christ, but to live it out. I wonder, what are you willing to give this morning in order to know Christ in that kind of dynamic way, in order to live it out in full manifest? We're again in verses 10 and 11 of chapter 3 of Philippians, a letter to the church in Philippi, where Paul wrote, "Now I have given up everything else. I found it to be the only way to really know Christ and to experience the mighty power that brought him back to life again, and to find out what it means to suffer and to die with him. So, whatever it takes," Paul said, "I will be the one who lives in the fresh newness of life of those who are alive from the dead." Again, verse 11 in the original language says, "If by any means I may attain to the resurrection of the dead." What is Paul saying here? Is Paul saying that now, here, 25 years after being a Christian, 25 years after that Damascus Road experience, that as a Christian, he's still unsure in some way of his position and his standing with Christ? Or is Paul, and certainly the context of this verse, and furthermore, all he has said and will say following this verse supports this understanding. Paul says rather that his desire is to leave a life of death behind him and to go on and experience all that God has, a grand awakening of a new life. And in this life, it is one where Jesus has shared with us through his own resurrection after the death upon the cross. The word resurrection in its original language, something that Jesus experienced and that we need to seek to experience, the original language uses a word where it's a combination of out of or out from and to rise up, two different words. It refers to the state or the condition of coming up from amongst the dead. So Paul literally is the out resurrection, and that's a graphic word that's used only here in the New Testament, out resurrection, and then Paul goes on and adds ek nekron, literally out from the dead. So literally, Paul is claiming, he's saying this, "I want to attain the out resurrection from among the dead. I want to live the new resurrected life that Jesus lived." And I ask you today, do you?
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.